My name is Amanda Holmes, and I think we all need more poetry in our lives. Jane Kenyon's poem, The Sick Wife, appears as a postscript to her final collection, Otherwise, which was published in 1996, the year after her death. In an afterword to this collection, her husband, the poet Donald Hall, offers this explanation. Jane dictated a draft of The Sick Wife. Typed, it lay on a reading table beside her chair. On several occasions, she dictated a revision, and a new draft replaced the old. She would have made more changes if she had lived. I put it here as her last word. I'm reading it at the request of one of our listeners. The sick wife stayed in the car while he bought a few groceries. Not yet 50, she had learned what it's like not to be able to button a button. It was the middle of the day, so only mothers with small children or retired couples stepped through the muddy parking lot. Dry cleaning swung and gleamed on hangers in the cars of the prosperous. How easily they moved, with such freedom, even the old and relatively infirm. The windows began to steam up. The cars on either side of her pulled away so briskly that it made her sick at heart. Thank you for listening. If you have any comments or suggestions for poems you'd like me to read, we'd love to hear from you. You can send us an email at podcast@theamericanscholar.org or comment on our website, theamericanscholar.org.